You were born with individual strengths and a unique purpose. Don't let fears, false beliefs, or life's happenings diminish your influence. It's time to live and lead for impact. Host Kirsten Ross, expert of transformation, will help you defeat the drama and overcome the trauma that can stop you in your tracks. You'll gain focus, find confidence, and take bold action. Unleash passionate, purposeful you. Let's go.
Have you ever felt resigned or kind of like a victim to your circumstance? Well, today I'm going to show you a super simple strategy you can implement immediately to help you defeat that resignation and those thoughts of victim. Because talk about drama. So are you ready? Let's defeat some drama now. So have you ever felt like your options were limited? Whether it was a missed promotion, business not going well as you'd like, or feeling the drain of burnout that launched you to that place. You begin to use those phrases like, I have to, there's no alternative, or well, you gotta do what you gotta do. All of which will leave you feeling powerless. Resignation sets in and locks us down, and we begin to feel like a victim to our circumstance. The good news, I have a tried and true strategy that you can implement immediately, a simple shift that can change your perspective in a moment. It might seem silly because it's so easy, but try it on for size. You'll be surprised at the dramatic difference it can make. Instead of I have to, adopt the phrase I choose. Powerfully proclaiming and owning the unhappy or less than ideal circumstance immediately empowers you. So if you're hating your job right now and thinking, I have no choice, I have to keep working here, do a quick reality check. The truth is you actually do have options. You don't have to keep working. You don't have to stay in that relationship. You don't have to stay in your living arrangement or continue to live in that city. You could make an immediate change. There'd be some negative consequences to making the change, but you could just never show up for work again. Now you might be thinking, wow, does that sound good? So the most obvious consequence, of course, if you quit your job today, is the lost income. And it might be difficult to find another job while in transition, and you might not be able to pay your mortgage or your rent. Your spouse may be very angry and inspired to take action and make you pay for your actions. So you could take that immediate action, but in reality, you're doing a cost-benefit analysis that has you reach the conclusion that it's better for you to stay in your job right now. So the reality is, if you are in a place where you're saying, I have to, the reality is that you're actually choosing to do what you do. You're choosing not to make a change right now. So since you're actually choosing it, since you actually have free will, why not proclaim it instead of feeling like a victim? So creating the alternative as a possibility immediately generates a sense of freedom. I mean, are you going to feel 100% great immediately? No, but you are going to, that reality check, it's amazing how it does generate more of a sense of freedom. So choosing isn't about giving full consideration to the alternatives necessarily, but it is about realizing that you do have choices, and it helps you begin to use a different language to describe your current circumstance. So proclaim it now, I choose. Living as a victim is not fun. Feeling empowered to choose your current circumstance allows you to powerfully stay. So you're not staying because you have to. You're not staying because you're chained. No one locked you there. So it unleashes creative energy that you can then use to generate a plan of action to change the less than ideal situation. I've shared this strategy with many clients who were on the verge of transition. Whether it was a change in job or in relationship status, the simple shift helped them choose the current situation to move beyond the energy-zapping feeling of being stuck. I mean, that's really the ultimate goal. We need to harness your energy again. And when you feel stuck, like you have no options, you don't have energy either. Over and over, I've been witness to the immediate change in attitude and the reignited energy that follows just from the simple twist of I choose. Because from this empowered place, they're able to table a swift, misdirected move while they contemplated objectively their next steps. So if you're in that place of potential transition, we start kind of spending a lot of energy just with the, you know, either one, the yuck energy or the yuck feeling of I'm stuck, or the just the thoughts of just running away instead of really creating a plan. So it might seem like a really silly exercise, but I'm telling you, try it on for size and let me know how it goes. I'd love to hear from you. Go to my website, defeatthedrama.com, and click on the contact form. Just tell me how it's going. Or if you've been listening to the podcast and you're really finding value and you'd like some individual help, contact me for that as well. I would love to work with you and help you make your big vision happen and help you defeat the drama in your life and in your work. As always, I wanted to ask for the three S's: subscribe, submit, and support. So if you haven't already subscribed, please subscribe to this podcast at iTunes or Stitcher and submit your review if you haven't done that already. Reviews help more people find the podcast and gain value. And then the last is support. I truly am on a mission to defeat drama in organizations, one organization at a time. So if you find value here, why don't you share it with others through your social media, email, the old-fashioned way with a phone call or a face-to-face conversation. I'd really appreciate it. So thanks for taking time out of your busy day. I can't wait to hear the great results from saying I choose whatever the situation is that you're in right now. Make it a great day, and until next time.